So I'll start introducing our very last speaker. Jason Boulette prefers short and sweet. So I'll offer that Jason is a super lawyer, a UT Law CLE Technology Law Conference fan favorite, and the only person I think in our current political climate who we would allow to speak on legal guardrails for religion, politics, and tech companies in 2024. So please join me in welcoming our last speaker of the day, Jason Boulette.
Thank you very much. So I like that intro because you're either applauding for me or the fact that I'm the last speaker. It's impossible to tell which one it is, and I appreciate that. I'm gonna dive right in because I've got too many slides. So this entire presentation suffers from a scope problem, and there's no two ways around it. It's gonna become apparent as I go through it, but I do wanna frame it a little bit. First, the image you're looking at was created by AI. I actually used Company UI, which is a Stable Diffusion interface, to make sure that I can generate images that are non-political. That is actually why I started using this platform, is because I do a lot of speaking, and whenever I go find an image, there's a question of the person behind the image, who created it, am I being representative, what can you read into it, and here's what I will tell you. You can't read anything into these. I did this using a process I could show you, but I even went so far as to strip down the prompts to single words, things like God, or afterlife, or religion, or things like that. So if you see a pattern, that's on you. Like, that's you bringing that to the presentation, not me. Two, we are going to hit both religion and politics, and the way we're going to hit it is separating them. In other words, what is the difference between the two? And I'm principally going to do that by defining religion for a simple reason. Religion is legally protected. Politics is not, unless you are a state employer. So in theory, a private employer could say, I would like everyone to fill out this survey, and by the end of the day, I'm going to make final employment decisions about who to fire and not fire based on how you answer it. And then ask for your political affiliation, fire anyone that refuses to answer, and then fire anyone that answers in a way the employer doesn't like. That's perfectly lawful. There is nothing illegal about that. If it produced a disparate impact, you can make arguments. So the thing that is protected is religion. And note, unless you're a state employer can't do that. But if you're a private employer, you could. Religion, different story. So here's how this got started. About a year ago, I got a phone call from a client. You may know we have a lot of clients in the technology space that posed the following question. And it was actually right at a year ago. We were entering Pride Month. And an employee said, I am offended on the basis of my religious beliefs by some of the material the company is distributing in anticipation of Pride Month. That is actually where the genesis of this started. Now, why give the talk? Is that really worth talking about? Here's what I will tell you. We are in Austin, Texas, and those two are not always friendly to each other, just before Pride Month, in an election year, in the wake of the single most significant Supreme Court decision in this space in the last probably 50 years. And that's what I'm going to explain to you. And my anticipation is you are going to get a lot more of these issues. This is going to come up again and again and again. So what I'm going to try to do is give you an actual understanding of what really is religion. When an employment lawyer says that, we're talking about Title VII, it's going to get tied up in the First Amendment. It's going to get tied up in the Free Exercise Clause. It's going to get tied up in the Establishment Clause. But ultimately, I'm talking about Title VII. What are my obligations now? What did they used to be and what are they now? And how does that change the way I approach what I think is going to become a very common thing in the workplace, which is people being a lot more vocal about religion? And I think that it is going to become apparent as to why we have not seen that up to now. All right. Again, AI. So this is by the numbers. I went and found a poll. So what does it mean? I don't know. Like, it's statistics, damn statistics, and lies. You can find a poll that tells you almost anything. This is Gallup. I didn't go check the methodology. It's got about 2,000 respondents, which is a shockingly low number, but the one they all use. Here's what it'll show you. By the main, if you ask people about their religious preferences, the number of people responding something other than no religion is going down, and the people responding no religion is going up. If you ask it in a different way and say, how important is religion to you, that number has been going down, by the way, since the 60s, while not very important, has been going up. If I say, how frequently are you going to church, as self-reported, which means maybe you're over or under reporting, in the last 7 days. That number is going down since 1940, although not by a lot. If I ask you about church membership since 1940, that number is also going down much more significantly. Now I'm going to pause.